Welcome to She's a 10 times 5.
You got it. That's the big 5-0.
Listen along as we try to figure out our what's next as we venture into this new age of reinvention.
Through relatable topics, real life stories, and inspiring guests, join us on our journey of growth and laughter. Hey, I'm Lori, former Army Airborne Captain, but don't let that fool you. I'm the loose cannon.
And I'm Lisa, a girl's girl who loves sugar, but watch out for that spice.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to She's a 10. Welcome for the first time, if today is the first time you're tuning into us. And
You better catch up if that's the case.
I've got some catching up to do. How are you, Lori?
I'm fantastic. It's Friday, baby.
Friday Night Lights.
Got
football tonight.
I get to see the young man charging down the football field. I love it.
I'm going to have to get to some of those games. I don't have a cheerleader to watch anymore, and I'm all girls. So
yeah,
I'm going to have to just come watch the boys.
Come watch those cute boys.
Yes. Well, today in studio, we have a very fascinating guest, and I'm really excited. She was able to join us in person.
Woo!
We love an in-person guest because in Studio 50, it's just this feeling of it's where the magic happens. But, I mean, we love our guests that join us on Zoom, too, but there's something special about in studio.
Yeah, you get to look them in the face. And
yeah, kind of connect on another level.
Especially when we can shock and awe them.
Yeah. They don't get to see how crazy we are until they're right in front of us.
Until they're right here with all our props on the table.
That's right. Candy, too.
Yeah.
But today we're going to talk about, you know, a topic. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. We meet amazing people with all very different kinds of stories. And a lot of times there's trauma or heartbreak or health conditions, you name it. But it's what happens on the other side of that story that is the inspirational piece and why we want to tell their story or have them in to tell their story. And so today is one of those times.
Yeah. And what's really great and what we love is when we have someone who's a listener that actually reaches out and says, I would love to use the platform to tell my story. And that's kind of what Julie did, right? Yeah. So we love that. It's fascinating. And before I go into her official intro, you had two significant life events happen that weren't so great, right?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
And then you've chosen to do something fantastical, which we're really excited about. We have in Studio 50 today, Julie Habelman.
Too many Skittles.
Milk Duds. Yeah. Founder of Noble Sands. Okay, Julie is a marketer turned expat turned intercultural consultant. That's a mouthful, right? I want to be that. Turned designer and advocate and first-time entrepreneur. As a global citizen and a heart attack survivor, there's number one, raising awareness about conscious consumption and women's heart health were key as she launched her Noble Sands brand, the first travel, earth, and heart-friendly resort wear. That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
It is.
Grounded in purpose, Julie created Noble Sands Strand Wrap after recognizing a need for versatile modern resort wear that is both sustainable and distinct rather than ubiquitous. Are you challenging my vocabulary?
Not on purpose.
Okay. Made with high-quality recycled Reprieve fabric. All production is done locally in Los Angeles, and a portion of sales, and this is where it's so great, goes towards women's heart health research. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here in Studio 50.
Yeah. and you're owning it. I love that.
I know.
I dig it.
Yeah.
I mean, you people cannot see what I'm seeing, but maybe there'll be pictures to follow. This is pretty fabulous.
Well, what's fabulous is the company we keep, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's start with, and this is how we started the conversation, and you talked a little bit about it with the bio. You had a significant life event in terms of a health crisis. And I think, tell us about that, because I think it sets the stage for a couple years of real bad hardship that you've flipped on its head.
Yes. So 2020. So everybody kind of had a crappy 2020, but well before COVID in January of last year. I have to think about that sometimes now because it's like a time warp.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, okay, that was last year. In January of last year, I was sitting on my sofa and started having a really odd, achy pain between my shoulder blades. And then that was sort of followed by a really sharp pain in my chest. And I knew just enough to think, maybe I should Google this really quick. And so I did. And then I just started progressively feeling worse. I started having pain in my jaw, and I just knew that there was something wrong. And so within about 90 minutes, I was in emergency care immediately in an ambulance, welcomed at the hospital by a team of people, and that's when I knew it was bad. I was in the ER, and all of a sudden, everything went black, and I was revived for the first time. And then I woke up briefly in the OR, and I lost consciousness the second time. And then I woke up in ICU with two stents in my heart and had a severe cardiac arrest due to a condition called SCAD, which is spontaneous coronary artery dissection.
Wow.
So that was my January.
Oh, wow.
That, yeah.
That's a lot. Just that whole, that piece right there is, I mean, did you at that moment think when you were Googling it, this can't be, I must be, something else was going on, I must have not be having a heart attack?
Well, the only reason why I thought about it is because years ago I had attended a Go Red for heart, you know, and heart month, a luncheon, and I vaguely remembered some of the symptoms. But yes, you're right. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, I mean, I'm going to Pilates every day.
You have a picture of fitness.
Yeah,
right,
she's
now
fit. I watch what I eat, so on and so forth. And this is where it's kind of key. What a lot of people just don't realize is that how much stress and emotional distress can contribute to that.
Well, no, I mean, I think stress and anxiety and emotional duress, you know, can impact all of our bodies in such significant ways, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just one other follow-up question to that, SCAD is that's not hereditary then, or is it?
So SCAD has only been being researched for about 12, 13 years, which is not a lot
in
terms of science and research. So what they do know is that 90% of the cases occur in women between the ages of 30 and 50. So how it's different from like a typical, quote unquote, typical heart attack is caused by some sort of buildup, typically some kind of plaque in the arteries, whereas SCAD is caused by a tear of an interior artery wall. So basically what happens is, in my case, the interior wall of one of my arteries tore, and it kind of was like a little gate. You know, it completely blocked the flow of blood to my heart. So that's why it's so scary, is because it doesn't occur like a normal heart attack per se.
You're not the picture of a walking heart attack, right?
Right.
Isn't that we say like, oh, that person's the definition of a walking heart attack.
So far, it's not something like habitual, like your lifestyle necessarily from an eating standpoint or exercising or whatever, while we should all be doing those things. This is connected to hormones and stress and emotional distress. And guess what? There's a whole lot of women between 30 and 50 that are going through those things. So on the lower end of that age spectrum, it occurs in and around often pregnancy. And then on the higher end, it occurs in and around menopause.
Because your hormones are
right
on fire.
So,
yeah.
So this is what is still being researched, you know? And this is why I, you know, after I was so blessed to survive this, I just thought, obviously, I'm going to be an advocate for this. Because one thing that I did not realize, and only 50% of women do realize, is that cardiac conditions are the number one cause of death in women around the globe. It's not cancer. It's not You know, just good for you. Yeah. That makes me so happy. In the past 18 months, you are the first person that has told me they knew that. Yes.
Yeah, no.
She knows everything.
That. I don't know everything.
Smarty pants.
My grandmother had heart disease, so I do know that.
I'm sorry about that. But no, I'm glad that you are aware.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so glad. And you're past that. Your prognosis because of the surgery is good, and you are healthy and everything. There's no chance of a reoccurrence, or they don't know that.
They don't know that. Okay. That's kind of the scary part too. Yeah. And that's really kind of the
mind.
The
mind fuck, if you will.
Yeah. It weighs on you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, because you're constantly in fear. Like it is traumatic. Mm. Because
of course.
You're going about your life and you're like, oh yeah, okay. 2 hours later
you're in an ER and
I'm working through it and I'm very optimistic and research is continuing to be done and understood. And I just follow the directions of my cardiologists and doctors. And I mean, one thing I've learned is that we're only here in this moment.
Yes.
That's really how I'm trying to live my life now.
You hear from so many people who have had these life close calls, brushed with death. And that's the one thing they say is my perspective has completely changed. And every day is
100%
a new day. And you obviously feel that same way. It's profoundly life changing, I think, from what everyone I've spoken to that has had that.
I concur.
Well, so this was in January 2020. Okay. Now lead us to the next significant event.
Yeah, so...
Because she had a hell of a year.
Yeah, then in March, we all had a significant event of going into lockdown. And then in May, I discovered that my husband was making some choices that were not necessarily conducive to us being married any longer. And it was not a great choice. And I took action upon that and filed for divorce.
Okay, let's open that up a little bit here. He was doing this obviously before you had your heart attack and it led into COVID. I mean, that's a short period of time from January to May. Did this develop after your heart attack?
It's a little unclear. Mm-hmm. And to what extent he had shared with me that he was a little unhappy at the end of March. And I honestly thought that it was because of my heart attack. You know, mm-hmm. I thought, oh, he's still in shock. You know, like he's just scared. This is really freaked him out, you know?
And was he really supportive and by your side during the heart attack and everything?
For like the first week. Mm. And then that's kind of when I was like,
something's wrong.
Yeah. Like need you, you know? And yes, it's stressful for both people in the relationship when something traumatic like that happens. I was working with a trauma therapist and I suggested that we talk with her together. And as a result of that conversation, he shared some things that made it very clear that he no longer thought that we would spend the rest of our lives together. Well, and that's really all I need to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Like you said, after what happened in January, I was like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
You know, we all deserve to be happy. I want him to be happy. I want me to be happy.
And you guys didn't have kids, which made it a little bit less complicated.
It does in a way, but also because it was just the two of us, he was my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so then we had pandemic and then May rolls around, this happens and you're heartbroken, you're stuck in your homes, and this is what is just nuts, is you guys stayed together through the lockdown, quarantine, pandemic. So that must have been, she's obviously emotional right now.
My heart is aching for you right now. I can feel your pain.
Because, you know, you're feeling lonely within your own house because you've just lost your partner in crime. Talk about that, because having the health issue, finding this out that you're not going to be married to the person that you thought you would spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah. And not only finding out that you're not going to be married, finding out that he's betrayed you, which is even more hurtful. It's not that he's just done or was wanting to move on. He betrayed you. And so that's doubly heartfelt, right?
Yeah. And then now you're staying together for logistical reasons and you have to see him every day. So tell me what that's like.
I mean, we both just agreed, you know, here we are. I mean, like no one knows what's going on in this world right now, you know, at that point, and everybody's scared and, you know, and so we are just like, well, here we are. I mean, it's kind of like one of those scenarios where it's like, if you're on a desert island, you know, and it's like,
yeah,
okay, well, here we are. And now we're going to just have to make it work. It was difficult for sure. And like I said, we choose to deal with things in different ways. I choose to deal with things by talking with my therapist or talking with my friends. And he had other ways of dealing with this upsetting situation. And there were times where we didn't speak for like weeks.
Oh, wow.
Which is really odd.
And hard to do.
Like, are you passing a hallway and you're not speaking, or you're in the kitchen and you're not speaking?
Yeah, it was just very, it was just very robotic at some points, you know? And then it was just a roller coaster, really. Like,
So you guys weren't puzzling together, I gather.
No, we were not.
Us either.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. I mean, like, you hear so many people, like you were saying earlier, Lori, it's like, even if you are happily married, people were at each other's throats, kind of, you know. Yeah. And so we both just decided we're gonna get through this. We're gonna go walk our dog. We're gonna go. I was grateful that he was going to the grocery store, because after having had a heart attack and before a vaccine was even in the picture, very much considered at high risk. So I was really stuck,
yeah,
you know. So I was taking zero chances, and, you know, he was kind enough to, like, go to the grocery store and do all these things. And so I didn't even leave my house for a month. I mean, I went walking and stuff like that. But, you know, like, I didn't see anyone or anything. And, yeah, I read a lot of books, and I started working on Noble Sands more, like, behind the scenes, like, mm-hmm. doing things for that. Tried to start to think about what my life was going to look like. But then also it kind of brought me a little bit of peace, too, because I just thought, here's this man that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with, and I'm not going to. I've, like a lot of women, like a lot of people, we all have our insecurities. And I had always been insecure, like, oh, my gosh, what if he ever cheated on me? Or what if, you know, like all these what ifs. And I was like, well, the worst case scenario has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here. And I'm going to be fine. And I want us to both be happy. And
wow. Right. That's good for you. That's it. To come to that conclusion, I don't know how fast you came to it, but that's fast. I mean, that kind of trauma and then that kind of betrayal. I have to tell you. I mean,
near death, yeah, and then yeah, the death of your marriage, and yeah, then the pandemic. I mean, you know, Lisa and I, you know, we talk about it, we joke, but for certain personality types, being in that environment where there's a total lack of control, and in some cases, a lack of knowledge, like we really didn't know in 20, mm-hmm, like, what is all this happening?
Yeah, exactly.
That in and of itself was a huge emotional and stressful challenge for someone like me. I can't even imagine having a health crisis and then the marriage aspect and then having to spend my days with that individual that has caused pain, right?
Right. I mean, my mind keeps going to, and I don't really want to say, because I feel like you've been really graceful in what you, him. So I don't really want to say what I think, but I mean, sorry.
We'll hit pause and do that.
I just have to know, at what point did he ever acknowledge what you were going through health-wise and then acknowledge that at some point all of what he did was a really shitty thing? Or did that ever get resolved? Because that to me tells you he ultimately saved you a life of hardship, because if he can't recognize in that moment what you were going through, he probably would never have recognized anything down the road, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were together about 15 years in total, and I'll just say that, you know, I know that he has a lot of things that he has not dealt with over the course of his life. And so, and I can appreciate that. And I'm the type of person, I'm now learning that, you know, I think I thought that I could make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not how a relationship works,
no,
let alone a marriage. And so I just don't think that he had the capacity to give me what I, mm-hmm, what I figured out that I needed. It just took a real kick in the ass, like near death, for me to understand that. I've said this before, my heart attack saved my life, because that just sounds weird to say, but my body and my mind and my soul were screaming at me. All right, that's it. You're done. Something's got to change majorly.
Wow. Your body was feeling the stress and something was off. Yes. For sure. Before your head would acknowledge it.
Yep.
We need to listen to our bodies more.
We do.
Absolutely.
Well, so those two things happen. You get through the pandemic and onto the silver lining, which is Noble Sands. That's awesome, right? So walk us through that. You know, it's not just, you know, you being an entrepreneur and starting a business and running a business. It's also provided you an avenue to give back to something that you're very passionate about, which is heart health, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I launched Noble Sands at the end of 2018, and I felt like I was, you know, literally on a bicycle with training wheels because I'd never started my own business before. I'd worked for multiple startups, so I was familiar with that environment, but I was doing this completely on my own and without the support of my then husband. Mm-hmm. He did not support it, you know, yes, somewhat financially, but, you know, I did not have anybody in my corner saying, you can do this. This is going to be awesome, you know, and I don't care who you are. You need a cheerleader when you're starting your own business, whether it's a friend, but it would be nice to have your partner, you know, and it would kind of vary. Sometimes he would, and then sometimes he'd be like, well, when are you going to have a real job? This is not a job. Yeah, this is a hobby. This is not a business. This is a hobby. That was his main thing. And I was like,
I get that a lot with the podcast. He's like, oh, so this week with your unpaid job,
right?
Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah.
But he does love it. Yeah. He loves it because, so I 100% understand what you mean.
We understand. I think because a lot of women can relate to that comment.
You want that cheerleader, you know, you want someone in your corner that when you're feeling doubt and anxiety about stuff that kind of.
Well, and you want someone to celebrate you following your passion. Right?
Yeah.
Because if your partner doesn't celebrate that, then they're probably not very happy with their trajectory, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's kind of what I've gotten from that, too, is like it's, you know, it's a deflection of how they're really feeling. But so 2020 was really going to be like my first full year of like really being super focused on Noble Sands. I'd made some refinements to the product and everything and was really getting clear on the mission. And I knew that I always wanted to have a give back component to it. And so I was just going to support various charitable organizations and primarily things that were doing good for the environment or for fashion and that type of thing. And after my heart attack, though, I just thought, okay, there's just so much that has to be done. I mean, there's so many inequities in our healthcare system. That's a whole nother topic, but specifically with women and specifically within heart health, there's just a ton to be done. I thought, well, this is what we have to do. And
that's awesome. Well, there's a reason you are calling your product and your company Noble Sands.
I have that highlighted here too. So please share that. Yeah.
Because it's special.
Yeah.
So I put a lot of thought into the name of the brand because that's just how I am. Anybody that knows me will tell you, like, I've already gotten emotional once here today, but I'm that person. Like, I'm very emotional. I'm very sentimental. And now I'm very proud of that. I can be proud of that.
That's right. You should be proud of it.
So noble to me, I mean, the definition of noble is something that's good and honorable. And it's also the name of a lake behind the house that my dad grew up in and the house that I grew up in. And so I just wanted to pay homage to my family that way. And also my father's mom, my grandmother, who I wasn't able to meet, but she used to sew a lot and she had like all these beautiful clothes. And so that's where Noble kind of came from. And then Sands.
Most resorts are near sand, right?
Well, that too. The literal part of it, but also just sands like being the moments in time. So Noble Sands together, that means holding life's moments in high regard. And that really is kind of my mantra now, you know?
I love that. I love that. I know. I highlighted that in her bio piece. I thought it was so beautiful.
How am I to use Noble Sands in my own life?
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to walk. I'm going to go. You know what? My new moniker is going to be That's NS.
Wow. No, I love it. I love it.
Okay, well, tell us more about what, you know.
What is Noble Sands?
Yeah.
Tell us what Noble Sands is.
Because it's groovy. I love it.
Okay, well, so I've always loved fashion, and I've always kind of been, I mean, I'm a child of the 70s, and I just love, like, things that are.
You know what? I could totally see you as an adult of the 70s. Like, couldn't you see her, like, Studio 54? Yeah, you got that, like, that chill vibe, like, that vibe about you. Okay, sorry.
Oh, my gosh. That would be, like, my heaven. Like, I loved Halston and Diane von Furstenberg and, like, all of these, like, drapey, just super chic, laid back. Like, I think of Europe during that time, like the beaches in Europe.
Little,
like,
Saint-Tropez.
Yeah, exactly. Just that whole feel. And I was actually on vacation in Sardinia, and I loved being there because my mom is Italian, and just, it just makes me feel so happy to be there. Mm-hmm. And the women on the beaches, I mean, you've probably seen this, just they're so confident, and it doesn't matter what shape, size, body parts,
showing,
nude,
not
nude
showing.
Or not. Yeah, exactly. Like, they own it, and they look flawless all the time. And I was just sitting on the beach one day, I'm like, this is amazing, you know? And I had been looking for something to take on that vacation with me. I was like, I love a caftan. I love a muumuu. I just wanted something a little more versatile, you know, but not a sarong. So I literally started kind of sketching things out. And when I was living in Germany at the time. And so when I got home, I went and bought this piece of scrap fabric and laid it on my dining room table and kind of started wrapping it around myself and wound up unknowingly creating the prototype for the strand wrap, which is our signature product. And so slowly but surely, I just started kind of playing around with it. And now I've come up with like 24 different ways that you can wear it. So it's one garment. You can wear it multiple ways. It's one size, and not everybody can wear every way, but everybody can wear it some way, you know. And I've had it on people 6 foot tall, size 14, down to like 4 foot nine, 00, you know. So, yeah, and it's
that,
made with.
That would be an elf. Elves need resort wear.
They
when they're not in the North Pole. Cobbling.
Now, yes. Now you know where they go on their off season. Yeah.
There you go. Well, you're wearing one today, right? I mean, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I mean, that actually just, you would never know that that is going to turn into, could turn into something else. It looks like a complete dress that you bought as is, like that. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I would ask you to change it, but we're not that close yet.
I'm not that modest, but you know. But yeah, so you can wear it as a top, a skirt, a cover up, a dress, a set, and like as a wrap. So it's really awesome to travel with, like, because you can just like wrap it around your neck, throw it in your bag. That's what I've told people. Put a pair of sandals, pair of shorts, a t-shirt, some flip-flops, and a swimsuit in this.
You're
good,
good
for a week.
Wow.
It's awesome.
I mean, and it does, I mean, she did bring us, both of us, our own, what do you call it? The strand.
The
Thank
strand
you.
Wrap, yeah.
Yes. And they're beautiful. And they are. I mean, it does pack up small.
It packs up beautifully, actually.
Yeah. I can't wait to try mine on.
Yeah.
After.
And it's, I'm, you know, I was very specific about wanting to make smaller quantities, produce them locally, using recycled fabric, because the fashion industry is the second largest polluting industry behind oil and gas in the world.
Wow.
And so I want to help educate people on being a little bit more conscious about their wardrobe habits. And because this is one garment that you can wear multiple ways, that serves as being more eco-friendly and sustainable. But also it's something that's not super trendy, you know? And I'm not a super trendy person. Like, I've always just worn what I feel good in, you know, so you can keep this in your closet for a long time.
Oh,
yeah.
It's timeless for sure. Absolutely.
And talk about like the business model. So most of this is online. Do you have any boutiques that you work with now?
Yeah. So far it's only online, and I'm kind of taking a different approach than most people probably would, because I mean, you've seen it packaged. It comes one piece of fabric. It really helps to see it like on someone. So what I've done so far is I've done several like private pop-ups and things like that. And I've had conversations with several different companies to put it in like boutique resort hotels as like a welcome gift, or like when you go on a conference and you get a welcome gift, or a wedding gift when you have a destination wedding, or bridesmaid gift, all that type of thing. It's really perfect for that kind of thing because it is one size.
Right.
And so, and it's a cool surprise to get, you know, like I've had people get it as a gift and they're like, oh my gosh, this is not something I would have ever thought of or like
thought I needed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So it's just growing because 2020, I mean, I couldn't do anything. I mean, no one was traveling. That's what I was telling another friend the other day. Like in 2020, my business and my body came to a halt.
I to say the least. Wow.
Right.
Right. This is a year you had a perfect
trifecta. Yeah. Right? Mm. What would you, this is what's so great is, you know, when we get to our age, a lot of people think it's too late to start something new, right, or take a different path. And you did exactly that. You were sitting there, you came up with a concept and you had the bravery to go, I'm going to pursue this. What advice would you give to people our age that maybe have that same inclination, but they just can't pull the trigger?
I'd say, just go for it. I mean, simple as that. Like we're not done yet.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've only just begun.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I've been doing so much like reading and research about just really starting to get to know myself. You know, like I told my therapist that the first session I had with her after my heart attack, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I sat down and I said, I've been anxious my entire life and I just now realized it. And, you know, so for me, I was so excited to turn 50 this year because I was like, all right, start over. This is it, you know? And I've never been the kind of person that I don't care if I'm 50. Like it's just,
right.
And clearly you see me, like I am all natural, that this is what you get.
You do shave your armpits though, right?
I do.
'Cause I draw the line there. Oh my God. Don't be that European.
Yeah.
No. Well, by the way, your all natural is pretty beautiful.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Thank you.
Yes.
So, you know, if I look 50, it's because I am.
Right.
I mean, you've lived it 50 years.
I'm okay with that. Like Justine Bateman's whole stance on it, I'm here for it. Like, she's like, embrace it, all of it, you know? And I don't judge anybody that does, you know, whatever they want to do. That's fine, too. But for me, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm just happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, absolutely.
You know, that's all I want. I just want to be healthy and happy and move on down the road and hopefully have a successful business and, you know, pursue some things that I haven't pursued before.
That's awesome. Well, you know, one of the other things, too, and why I asked that we've talked about, Lisa, is what is surprising is at our age, I think when we're younger women and especially our generation of women, we're competitive versus supportive to some degree. And I think now's a brilliant time to start new things because I feel like we're so much as women wanting to help each other and, you know, cheer each other on and, you know, really embrace the, would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I have to give a shout out to a women's business network that I became a part of last year.
I thought you were going to shout out me. Damn it.
I will shout you out forever.
Thank you.
You too. I mean, come on. But it's called the Bra Network, Business Relationship Ooh. Alliance Network. And that honestly helped me get through last year. I mean, my business, I was going on walks, listening to podcasts, and that's how I found you.
Awesome.
Yay. And that's what I did every day. That was like my piece every day is going on a long walk and listening to podcasts. And I found you guys, and I was like, oh my God, these girls are hilarious. So, and
yeah.
And then I stalked you.
You didn't stalk.
You didn't stalk. You just reached out. That's what this business is all about.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, I sent them a message and I was like, oh my God, I have to come style you two. You look so cute in the strand wrap. And they're like, come do the show. I was like, okay, I will.
Yeah, love it. It was perfect. And the timing was perfect.
It was, for sure.
All right. What do you think?
I think your story is pretty incredible, and I'm excited to see. I mean, you have such an amazing product and vision, and I'm excited to see where it goes. Tell our listeners where. Sorry, I never do that. That's a first. I just bumped the mic. How can they find Noble Sands? Sorry.
Right now, on our website at noblesands.com.
Okay.
And actually, your listeners will get a little special discount.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. Okay. That we can put on the Instagram.
We'll put the link in our link tree in our bio, and we'll have a product code for you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
We'll do a product code. You have to go to our Instagram at she's a 10 times 5 to get that code.
That's right.
Okay, you ready to be put in the hot seat, Mama?
I guess I am. Here I am.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought, I think, are you sensing yet that quarantine and the pandemic and being in close contact with my husband at all times was a difficult thing for me? Are you getting that yet? Are you getting that?
Okay. Did it ever occur to you it might have been difficult for him too?
Oh, absolutely, having to deal with this batshit. I think it was difficult for all my boys. Oh, they're like, oh God, Mom's outside again. Oh no, she's trying a new recipe. Okay, so I have some questions about that, given the fact that you not only were in those circumstances, but with someone that you might have wanted to like punch in the face at times, right? Okay. Did you start to notice his nostrils or toenails differently?
I had noticed those way before the pandemic.
Okay. Honesty is key.
Yeah.
That would cause anyone a heart attack, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I did notice my husband, he could perch on a tree. It's like, oh my God. Okay. If you weren't already headed down the path of divorcing, would the chewing noises have been an impetus for you to go that direction?
Chewing noises?
Yeah. You didn't have those?
I don't know if it would have solely led to that, but could have heavily contributed. This is interesting.
It's a condition. It's a condition, a syndrome.
And it's interesting because I don't know what it was about 2020 where my husband became
a loud chewer.
A marsupial? Is that what they call it? The people that eat nuts a lot? What do they call those people?
A marsupial is an animal.
I know. But aren't there certain animals that eat nuts?
Nuts only? I don't know.
Oh, God. The pistachios. Okay. Did you ever think about a walk-by fruiting?
A walk-by fruiting?
Have you seen Mrs. Doubtfire? Where it's when you take a piece of fruit and you throw it really hard at the person's head and then turn the other way and then say, oh my gosh, it was a walk-by fruiting.
No, but I love that idea.
I know, I do too. I do that with my kids, but they think it's funny.
I think that should be a form of therapy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely get a lot of aggression out, like anger.
Yeah, you can't.
What's
you
your
can't
favorite?
You kind of got to miss. You can't use apples, like plums, or if you're in a good mood. And
that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. What's your weapon of choice?
Strawberry?
What's your fruit of choice?
It's normally like those little cutie oranges.
Okay.
And you can toss those pretty hard if you want to.
Yeah, depending on their ripeness, that could be
dangerous. Can go with like a strawberry and have it just splat and leave
berry.
Yeah.
Okay, final question. How much hallway sex did you have?
Hallway sex?
You know that moment where you walk by and say fuck off? When you pass each other in the hallway and you give the finger or you say go fuck yourself or fuck off. Yeah. Did you have a lot of that?
No.
Please
I think
tell me.
Not out loud. There was a lot of like that unspoken. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. There had been
exactly.
If there had been conversation bubbles above our heads.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of sex happening.
A lot of that probably.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, you did good.
Oh, thanks.
You did good.
All right. Okay, we're going to end on a little song. However, Lisa closes out the show and the lightning round with her special question.
I love to know what people think about the phrase, she's a 10. What does that mean to you?
To me, that means you're being the best version of you. Like, if you're a 10 to yourself, that's all that matters.
Woo-hoo! That's exact. I love that. And I just want to know what other people think on that.
I love it.
Love it.
You just nailed all of it today.
I know.
You're making us look bad.
It must be something about this studio.
It must be. Okay. I have some lyrics for you. This is not an easy song to sing. I'm not going to lie. This could get messy. However,
we've been messy before.
We were really messy with New York, New York. That was probably.
Oh my gosh. Only went to the hardest version ever, live, the crescendo.
Live. Mr. Blue Eyes belting out and like, here we go.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Little Kelly for you. Oh, she tricked us.
Yeah.
Work on that.
Here we go.
Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. Doesn't kill you, makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone.
Woo! Okay, that's a hard one.
You did great. And you know what? You are strong and you are a fighter.
You are.
Thank you.
And I'm so grateful you found us. We found you.
Yes. And we are going to put all your information up for people to find you and celebrate Noble Sands and celebrate you because you've got a lot ahead of you, girl.
Thank you.
And get your wrap. They're really rad.
They're awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Happy Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Follow us on Instagram at She's a 10 times 5. Click on the link in our bio to listen. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to hit subscribe.